Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
And I said Maggie Thatcher, more like Naggy Thatcher.
Hey. So good.
Hi, guys. Yeah. Welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 28.
Wow.
What did 28?
Huh?
You're going to do that for the whole thing? What? Who?
Hey!
Say that again.
This week I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, he heard that, didn't he?
Ryan.
He, fucking...
he just does this sporadically.
Huh?
Great callback.
Oh, my God.
You might remember at the start, Ryan. Ryan didn't hear me. Over in the corner is Max Smith.
Hello there.
It's Tom Looney.
Yay!
Thanks. Thank you for
he's back.
Having me back.
Badder than ever.
Yeah.
In what sense?
You're sweating, man.
I am, to be fair. It's a hot day. These lights are harsh. I don't know, just your attitude, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's the jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We said that.
It does look better from kind of
yeah.
From a distance,
20 feet away.
So Tom, you're back from COVID.
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, I would not recommend.
No, it's God.
Not good. Not good. The COVID itself was just a bit sleepy.
Yeah.
Wasn't great. But then I thought I was over it.
Yeah.
Turns out I wasn't.
Did you throw your "I'm over COVID" part, didn't you?
A lot of people got to.
Cheers for the invite.
Yeah. So.
Nothing.
You thought you had a fever from the sweat.
The hangover was a bit shit. About a week of I just walked to the shop. And you know the shops near me. It's not far at all.
No.
Very short walk. Yeah, very short. And then I'd, you know, sometimes sleep for about 3 hours afterwards.
Welcome to my world,
could
baby.
Could be the spice in the air.
Could be, yeah. Yes. It's true.
Or you could have been spiked by the shopkeeper.
Oh yeah, of course.
Got a thing on, mate.
Yeah. Maybe you didn't even have COVID.
I've not considered any of this.
They see that
brain
leather
fog.
Jacket and they go, "That's a thief."
Yeah. Yeah, stealing George Michael's fit, as they say. Yeah. Wham! You just got owned.
Nice.
Sure.
Yeah. Faith.
Have you got your taste and smell?
Nope.
Not by the look of that leather jacket.
Hey. Offensive to George Michael.
Yeah, it is actually quite nice as well.
It's a golf jacket.
So you can't smell?
Can't smell, can't taste.
Hey Max. Although he can't smell it, so it's
just affecting it.
Must be violently being sick.
Jokes on you.
This new pandemic is worse than COVID.
The streets are full of farting people. It'd be amazing.
These anus prankers will not be stopped.
Oh, you were farting.
Ryan.
Yeah.
How's life?
Yeah, not bad. Still working at TGI's, going alright.
Nice.
Put an Oreo in Dave's drink when he wasn't looking.
Oh, a tasty treat.
Yeah.
ruined his milkshake, didn't
he? And he had a sip of it and he was like, "Oh, it's just a bit too watered down, I think, this Coke." And I was like, "Oh, is it? Is it?"
Oh, you put in Coke?
Chuckling to myself.
So he couldn't see it. Right.
Have you been putting sleeping pills in Tom's drinks?
No.
Good. Thanks for not carrying on with that joke, Ryan.
a one-liner. He didn't know what to do with it.
That wasn't me, yes. Your Honour.
Yes. Fuck off, Stephen.
I've been accused before and I won't be accused again.
Or I did.
Yes.
Just looking at his
Me and Tom just slumped to the floor. And then Ryan does. Put one in your own drink.
Yeah. Whoops.
And then Stephen farts on us.
So you've got him back. You've pranked him back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done. Last week in Stephen Lies, I was detective, and you know I take that seriously. Yeah. Mm. And there was a vest in a bag. Pulled the vest out, saw there's a little phrase on it. So I instantly went, Dave, what does it say on the vest? He said, I couldn't tell you. Anyway, about 15 minutes later, it's his vest that he's had for 5 years. Scumbag,
Dave. I couldn't believe that story. Yeah. It's a lie. So yeah. just a lie to kind of get one past the detective. Like, yeah. It's kind of flies in the face of what Stephen Lies is.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have gone for Dave anyway, you know?
Exactly.
Because I pretended that the shirt stank and Max sat back and I thought he was offended at what I'd said.
Then I realised you had gone to Tom's COVID party. We're safe.
I'm trying to think what I can do, like, you know, you've all seen bars. What can I do that's in a bar that...
glass him?
Yeah.
Something really sticky, sugary, just kind of pop the top off it and put it in his pocket.
Yeah, what was it that you used to do to me, yeah? undid a bottle of tomato juice, put it in my pocket, so when I moved it, it just poured down my leg. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah, great fun. I might join you, Ryan, actually, and get revenge.
Max is on his period, everyone's
joking. Tomato Smith.
Menstrual Max, I remember that.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. Everyone was laughing.
A classic one I saw was on my school bus, this lad put a raw egg in someone's pocket and then later on just smacked it. Wow. Just cracks.
Nice.
That's not
my school bus got hit on the head with a raw potato.
Your school bus?
Yeah, yeah.
The bus itself.
The potato managed to bring it down.
We've had a crash.
On the school bus.
I can't believe your best friend headbutted you.
Leave it to little Fred.
He helps me with my maths. Spud my bud.
Spud my bud. You got that tattooed on your back, haven't you?
He said, spud me. Someone just picked it up.
It's going to be cruel.
So true.
Yeah, they can. They really can. Tom, did you go to the Wigan game last night?
I did. First day feeling good.
Wigan Bolton.
So I went out.
Derby.
Yeah, penalty shootout win.
Oh, they won?
Yeah.
Well done, Wigan.
Yeah. Up the ticks.
It was good. Bolton filled out. It's funny because we went a week ago with Ryan and the Wigan members, about four of them. Bolton brought quite a lot. So
yeah. Was there any kickoffs? Apart from the...
It did kick off a little bit. Police had to cordon it off in the town centre.
Wow.
And keep the Bolton fans back until the time that their train had arrived.
Is it like a derby for them, though?
Yes, Bolton. Ryan, it is. Bolton. It's local.
Big game, that.
Were you in the middle of it? Were you throwing punches?
On the pitch.
I wasn't throwing any punches. No.
All right, boring. Get that out.
I went to Liverpool and Burnley on Saturday.
Throw any punches?
No, just in the air.
Hey!
Go! It was disallowed. I looked stupid. Actually, was.
It was as well.
VAR?
Yeah, that's it, mate. But it was... I was invited by Lawrence McKenna, who was invited by Nike because they had a box there. Right. So I was very lucky to go. I haven't been for ages because I'm a shit fan. And Lawrence had the tickets, and for some reason the app wouldn't work. And they were running really late in traffic, so I was there for an hour, and I'd gone pretty much. He sent me like a screenshot of it, and I went to try and use it. Of course, it's like the VIP boxes, so they're all dressed up really fancy.
Right.
And then they just went, "Yeah, that's not working." I was like, okay. So I just sort of stood there for an hour in the rain. It was like this.
Oh, man.
And then eventually Lawrence was there and they let me in. But it was a different staff member by that point, so I still looked like a stupid idiot.
Just drenched.
By the time we got to the box, they'd put all the stuff away because it was the match was about to kick off. They went, "You're too late for that." But they had like full bottles of vodka, gin, just whiskey, all that sort of stuff.
pastries. It was like a
pastries.
Yeah, fruit.
We're in the wrong game, mate.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then at half time, I went to the toilet, came back, and they were serving hot meals. I think it was steak and eggs or whatever. and by the time people had got their meals, the game had kicked off again. So I just went back out because I thought, I want to watch the game.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Were they serving any fish dishes?
I don't think so, unfortunately. Oh, they did have little, they had like little deli stuff.
Oh,
it was a really good spread.
Man, Nike, I love football.
Yeah.
And if you bring me to one of your games, I will cheer and shout.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
What else?
You'll bring deep pockets, won't you?
Exactly. Where's the fish dishes?
Just hard boiled eggs.
When I went to the
turns out they're not even boiling, it's just a prank, and Stephen slaps it. It's covered in yolk.
Coming with the tomato juice.
I went to watch United in a box.
Yeah.
And a magician came out.
Just imagining him in a little box.
Why, that's tickled me.
Yeah, a magician came out, started doing magic.
Wow. On the pitch or in the box?
No, in the box. Because
right.
I was on my own with like six other blokes that had booked it for a birthday thing.
What was the game?
Did you know anyone there?
No.
Why were you there?
So they'd booked they'd booked the box out, but you just appeared.
Is it like a voucher thing?
No, so James said that he could get some tickets for like the box. And he already had one and he was going to try and get another one. So he managed to get another one. And then we realised on the day that he had one for like away end.
And
I had one in the United end. And I turned up and it was like a red carpet. And then I had to have like a 3-course meal with all these blokes that I didn't know that were there for like a birthday thing. And I was just trying not
I bet
to
they
mention.
They fucking hated you.
Probably, exactly, yeah. Probably.
And they were like, how did you get the ticket? I was like, I won it. I should say I won it.
Imagine booking out a room.
In a fight.
I just didn't want to say, I didn't pay for it, mate.
Did they think you were part of the entertainment?
No, maybe.
I'm just waiting for you to do
so
some
how do you
comedy.
Know, Alan?
That was an interesting experience.
Yeah, that shit it was.
Not for the viewers of the podcast. Anyway, so whilst I was there, I looked to my right, and Razor Ruddock was there, who's a former Liverpool player for a bit.
Great friend of the podcast.
He's quite a hefty bloke. He was there for the first half, second half, never came back. I think he just saw the spread and stayed in there. Oh, well.
Just questioning Ryan, who had somehow got in.
Ryan Ruddock. Now, in terms of real life football, we played a game on Friday. Tom wasn't there due to illness.
Yeah,
but we got beat, got kicked, battered around. Thank you. But I've decided it's going to be my final game for a while.
Oh really?
Oh, wow!
Just my knees every day kill me, and then also at one point, Cameron Green told me to stop shooting,
which is
as ironic as Real Moat telling you to stop shooting. That's two Real Moat jokes in a week.
I'm on day release and I came out to watch some great football.
He's dead.
Like. Is he?
Oh. On day release.
Jesus, Max.
God. Sorry, fans of Romo.
Really insensitive.
Yeah.
That's a large section of our demographic.
To be fair. Just miserable. Miserable.
God, I can imagine.
Yeah, so I've...
Are you going to still play in other games?
Well, no, because my knees really hurt, so I'm going to build up my legs, which is weird because my legs are quite big, but something's wrong with them. So I'm going to have to get them fixed, and then maybe
I'll
be
like tendonitis or something.
Could be.
If like a strange scientist was watching the podcast,
you
could rebuild them with technology, would you go for it?
I'd take robotic knees, that'd be really cool.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah,
John's
I think
really
would
high.
You?
Yeah, yeah.
Knees are useless, aren't they? When you get to a certain age,
horrible.
Like these have done like 20 years.
Yeah. Especially when you're of a hefty size, your knees really feel it.
God,
watch out, Ryan.
Well, once we kind of get past like 20, that's it. Really, it's kind of
done for.
Decline.
Yeah.
If you are a doctor that can give robotic knees to Stephen, write in the comments.
Yeah,
improve.
We'll do a sponsored post in the podcast for you. We call it quits. It's now time for a brand new segment. It's
Max's Paralympic Round.
Max, the Paralympics, we're well into it now when this goes out, but it's only just started for us.
Yeah.
What's going on?
There's some great stories coming out.
Yeah.
We've got Dame Sarah Story, or Story, or whatever.
Stony.
Stony, sure.
Thank
you. Yeah. She won her 15th Paralympic gold medal.
Cor blimey.
In the individual pursuit. I don't know. Happiness, maybe?
Cycling. That's what she
cycling,
does.
Cycling, cool.
Here's a cool question for you, Max. Sorry to step on your toes. so Ryan can't see. The most decorated Paralympian is swimmer Tricia Zorn. Can you guess how many medals she's won? That's for all of you.
46.
Okay.
60.
61.
She's won 55. 41 golds. It's crazy.
Well, that's a lot. That's too many, if anything.
In her first game, she entered 10 events, won 10 golds, and broke 10 world records.
Wow. Jesus.
Why would you go back after that?
Yeah, what's the point?
I'm done. In other news, St. Helens celebrity Johnny Welly died. Aside from Johnny Vegas, probably the most famous person in St. Helens.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone in St. Helens knew of him.
Oh, is he like the local person?
Yeah, he was,
person?
He was homeless.
He used to run around.
I think
around.
He got home, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I remember him shouting abuse at me once when I was a kid. But my sister said he was really nice to my nephew Leon. So
that's nice.
Poor judgment from him, but... whatever. So yeah, he's died.
Do we
know how?
No, I think maybe just old age or COVID. But Cameron said. Cameron said St. Helens has lost its saint, which is powerful.
Yeah.
Well done, Cameron.
So if it doesn't lose its Helen.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anyone. Oh, I do actually. I had a crush on her for many years. Yeah. If you're watching, I've got a girlfriend now. Other news. The Met Gala. What the frig is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like the Oscars for fashion, I read.
For the police. Wow.
Yeah, so it's like all the people involved in fashion, all these celebrities.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get invited, as I found out. so there's it's just a limited amount of people that can go. But they released this seating plan earlier this week, and it had Idris Elba sat next to James Charles, who's a makeup YouTuber, allegedly grooming teenagers as well.
Oh,
my first thought was, why have they invited James Charles? My second thought was, why have they stuck Idris Elba next to him?
But the rest of the table, none of them seem to fit with Idris Elba.
No, not like none of the tables really worked at all.
No.
It's like Beyonce was with a TikToker called Addison Rae, and there's just these really, really big celebrities, and then a TikToker on each. Have a TikTok table.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. I've like the kids' table where they are just nay-naying with the dinner.
That's awful.
They're probably thinking about photo ops, to kind of put these people
get
together to
audience.
Make something out of the fact that they sat together, because otherwise, who cares about the TikTok table?
Apparently, it's fake. I think they've said that since it's been released, and they're like, seeing the backlash.
Just a joke.
See him. Ryan next to, not next to Spuddy. Oh, God. I'd definitely get drunk if I was going. I could just go to one of those things. Sat next to Idris Elba and James Charles. Yeah. I'd just be so
in between them.
Yeah. They've blatantly crammed that chair in. Half a chair.
It's a stool.
Can I borrow your fork, please? Is anyone not having a start?
Are you eating that, Idris? Yes.
Straight why would you pick off his plate and not James Charles? Think of the backline. Speaking of Idris Elba, he's rumoured to be the next James Bond. The current James Bond, Daniel Craig's been in the news because he said he's not going to leave his children any inheritance.
Yeah,
very little.
What's he going to do with it?
Well, he's worth $160 million, and then he's apparently he's signing a deal worth $100 million for Knives Out 2 and whatever sequels. Mm. So if you were the kids of like a multi-millionaire, would you be angry going, Papa?
I'd be furious.
I just think,
what's the point? Like, I don't know, just you have a better life, won't you? Yeah. You have no worries about money.
Plus, also, you would grow up in a...
Very affluent setting.
And then to be denied that, you would then have to live like, you know, a normal person.
Unless they're going to inherit businesses and properties and investments,
I don't think they will.
No?
From what he says, either give it away to charity, or he said spend it.
Oh, I'd be... Well.
I remember when Ricky
had a trust fund.
I remember when I read years ago Ricky Gervais had donated all his money to an animal charity.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's such a stupid idea. And then as you get older, you think, at least someone's doing it. Yeah. Otherwise, people just pass it down and down and down. Yeah. But if you were Daniel Craig and you had all this money, there is always that worry that your kids are going to grow up to be just like these annoying little...
There is.
It depends what your relationship is with money. Like I say, some people that kind of feel like it hasn't enhanced their lives or it causes more problems than good. They're more likely to protect their kids from it. They think they're protecting their kids.
If you're asking me to put myself in the kid's shoes, then yeah, I would be.
Get out! You can't stop me! How old are the kids? Do you know?
Get over the gate!
And why is he only taking our shoes? He's taken one pair of shoes and nothing else.
Just imagine you in your coat.
Spend some money on security, please.
This is the fifth pair of Doc Martens he's stolen this week.
Keeps getting in.
Leaving your coat.
I think he's have to leave my own shoes there.
He's in my room.
It's the next Bond film. Probably 20 seconds long. Bang. Odd job, son. Oddball.
Hello.
Only me.
Just kill him now. Don't beat around the bush. You don't need a love interest. Just shoot him.
For his own good.
But yeah, if I was in the kid's position, I would be furious.
Well, you don't.
But I get why people say don't. Mm.
Well, if he's worth 100 odd million, if he leaves 10 million, that's still quite a lot.
Yeah, but
I know.
It sounds like he's not going to leave anything.
I think he will. It's more just a threat to the kids, probably. Like, stop being little shits.
Yeah, those kids can't be that much younger than.
Could be teenage, couldn't they?
Yeah. God, that'd be devastating.
What do the kids think? You know, maybe they're listening. Maybe
Write down in the comments.
Please
share some of the wealth.
And just don't tell your dad about what we've been doing.
Watch out for your shoes.
We're bringing back a classic segment this week. It's Reliable Source.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
It's really good news.
So remember, one word segment.
Yep.
Gone a little bit rogue with this one. The source is fudge.
Enjoyment.
Tasty.
Can't.
Cream.
No.
I could say ice cream, so I sort of ruined it. You can't, Tom.
It's not a sauce.
Fudge sauce. Hot fudge sauce on a Sunday.
Oh, fudge sauce. I didn't know fudge sauce was a thing.
Yeah. I just get a cube of fudge and just melt it.
Right, okay. Can I go again?
Fudge sauce and...
You do it that way.
I do like chocolate fudge cake. I like fudgy things.
I feel like you've really gone away from the sauce here and focused on the fudge, mate.
Yeah.
It's not what this is about.
Sorry, Matt. Yeah, when you said fudge, my mind went to like fudge.
Fudge.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah.
Freud would have a field day with that. fudge.
Think I've had it, you know.
Fudge
sauce.
Shut up!
But I would
shut
like
up,
it,
Brian!
So I stand by what I said.
What did you say?
Enjoyment.
Oh, what a fucking... I didn't even say mint. I didn't even hear
you
that.
You just said can't.
Can't. What's this? Enjoyment.
Sorry, I'm trying to I'm trying to be a bit more aggressive towards people.
Go on.
Just the shittest kind of fucking word you could have said.
I think I was worse, to be fair.
Good.
Cream.
Creamy fudge.
Mm. I thought it was word association.
Oh, creamy. Should have said creamy. Creamy fudge. That's good.
If you said creamy, I would have panicked.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I would have just said ice.
Enjoyment.
time to slag off a podcast.
Hey!
Boo.
This week it's the girls' bathroom.
Oh, women. Oh.
Yeah.
Why are you sticking recorders in there? That's illegal.
Did Joe write the title? Because there's no apostrophe in it, you morons. You morons. Should be one, shouldn't
there? So what's...
The bathroom belongs to the girls.
The girls' bathroom.
Yeah, it's what it's called. First, when I think of bathrooms, I think it stinks of piss.
Yeah.
Especially...
Is it just, you know, them talking and you just hear...
Yeah, yeah. Well, to be fair, that's pretty much this podcast, isn't it? We do that so often. Have you ever been in a girl's bathroom, a woman's bathroom?
Yeah, I went to one at Wigan one time.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Yeah, with your camera?
yeah, with my camera.
GoPro on your head. How do you think that's recording? The red light means it's off, actually.
Head under the door. Embarrassing. That means stop.
You look pretty fucking stupid right now, though.
Close your legs and your mouth. All right.
Let it all out, big man.
That was funny. I guess I have, when I'm working at bar, got to clean up after, you know, after a shift.
Time to clean up.
This is after my shift. Not after, I'm still working. No, that makes it worse.
I do this for pleasure.
I do this for you, not me. Oh, I was going to say me, not you. I realised that would have been a bit of a mistake.
I went in the girls' toilets when I was younger, because I was with my sister.
Oh.
And when she was, we're all in the cubicles, me and my sister, and I heard this really loud fart noise, and I was like, that's disgusting. And then I get out, and my sister's already outside waiting, and I was like, oh God. And then this woman walked out. Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, I was a young boy, just confused.
You're awful quiet, Ryan.
I've not really been in girls' toilet, only for work and, you know, when I was...
What job was that?
It was when I was at the hotel. It was just...
Voluntary plumber.
Don't worry, if you're looking for interesting things, we have just the segment for you. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'll be... Quite surprised, to be honest.
Went to random, you and...
I've got a bit of fun for you.
Yeah.
There's two countries this time.
Oh,
so, you know, you've
Trinidad
got...
and Tobago.
Oh,
shit.
okay. Handball team vanishes mysteriously. Ooh.
Where plays handball? Spain and Netherlands.
I'm gonna go Hungary and Austria.
Okay.
United States and Canada.
Okay, it was Sri Lanka and Germany.
Oh,
so close to Germany.
Cast your mind back to 2004, and Germany and Sri Lanka have a deal going on where a team will come from Sri Lanka to Germany and they'll do a game, and then Germany will send a team over to Sri Lanka, sort of like bringing the countries together.
I see what's going to happen.
Lovely cultural hot pot, melting pot, whatever, doesn't matter. Anyway.
Love a hot pot.
They're doing so this is like all sorts of sports, but they do a handball one, and the Sri Lankan team comes over and proceed to lose every single game. And the handball team just disappears. The Germany starts searching for them. They think they've gone lost in the woods. Go in the woods. There's a letter saying, we've actually fucked off to France. Don't come looking for us. So Germany goes to France to see if they can find them, because this is meant to be like this cultural thing, and the team's just fucked off. Like, what's going to happen? Go to France, find out they've gone to Italy.
Wow.
And they keep trying to find them. They just can't.
Like a mad, mad world.
So they send a letter to Sri Lanka saying, we're really... Well, probably not a letter, probably just called
2004,
them.
2004, yeah.
Yeah.
Carry a pigeon.
And just went...
Never made it.
Your handball team's disappeared. We're really sorry. We don't know what's
going on. They went missing in the game, that's for sure.
And Sri Lanka said, we don't have a handball team. We don't know who you're talking about.
It's a football team and they're all cheating.
Yeah.
That's mad.
There's a load of theories as to what it was. One theory is that it's a group of friends that just decided they wanted to do handball.
Yeah.
There's actually a film based on that premise.
Yeah.
It's called Dodgeball, mate.
But yeah, very strange. No one knows what's going on. There's pictures of the people.
Yeah.
But no one recognises
them. Just seeking a better life, maybe.
Wow. Maybe. Yeah. Well, I don't know what Sri Lanka's like, so. Well, that's a little bit of fun, interesting, a mystery.
Yeah.
That maybe you could solve at home.
Yeah. Daniel Craig's kids.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Use your father's spy instincts.
Ooh, earn your keep.
And Knives Out is your detective. Combine the two. Wow, God, yeah, it makes so much sense.
And in Layer Cake, he's a drug dealer.
How is that relevant, Max?
What's that? You want us to talk about something random? We'll do it. We'll bloody do it. No one else will. We will. Yeah, the girls' bathroom won't do this, will they?
Must be running out of these by now.
No. Quite a lot. Quite a lot left. Who wants to go first? Ryan?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Selfish. Didn't even offer.
Fill in the blank. Men need to do better at...
Oh! Men need to do better at...
Nothing better than four white men to answer the question.
What are we bad at?
Just behaving well.
Yeah. Respecting others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, woman, children.
Listening to your partner, maybe.
Speak for yourself.
I forget sometimes that.
To listen.
I'll have a conversation. Next day, I'll just forget that.
That's serious.
Forget, like,
forget who she is.
Maybe listen from my point of view.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe listen.
Maybe listen.
If I can be asked.
Is it just all a bit hazy when she's speaking?
Yeah.
No.
Are you so in love with her that you just, you know, forget about it?
Just so high on kind of
life.
Yeah.
Bit,
yeah. Drugs.
Yeah. So listening.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Max.
Just respect, I think. Yeah. You know, that includes listening, learning. You know, just take care of the world. This is the only one we've got. Take care of other people. They're the only ones we've got.
Yeah.
Take care of yourselves.
Respecting boundaries mainly.
Yeah.
I think when you do go out, you know, on a night in town, and you see all the lads
in a village,
all the lads are out. Some of them are a bit embarrassing, aren't they?
Even during the day.
Yeah. Yeah. When groups of raucous lads come together. Probably all softies when they're at home with the girlfriends.
Yeah. They don't have
talking in a baby voice, you know?
I've done that.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah. More of that.
Yeah.
More of that, boys.
Yeah.
More baby voice.
Yeah. That'll fix everything.
Yeah. Would you listen more if Erin spoke in a baby voice?
No.
In a way.
Would you vote for Boris Johnson if he spoke in a baby voice?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Wow. Tom, what was it?
I can understand why women get a bit pissed off. Yeah. I know it's not all men that behave badly, but
there is a large percentage.
Like every time, kind of, I'm out with like Devon, and sometimes when she's out on her own, some of the things she tells me, she walked to the shop the other day, and some lad just stops the car on Dale Street, rolls the window down, and starts asking her for a Snapchat, and it's just you know, just don't do that. Less of that, you know.
Yeah.
But she gets that all the time, and I imagine a lot of girls do. It's probably quite grating.
Zoe walked from the flat to the where she gets an Uber. It's about 30-second walk, and she was like, "Oh, this guy was hitting on me."
Yeah,
I can't imagine it's that successful. You know,
no,
just be a gentleman. Talking a baby
the
voice.
The film Hitch has caused so many problems for this gender.
It's got a lot of
men should stop watching Hitch.
Max,
thank you. Oh boy, when was the last time you cried?
I cried because I was pretending to be injured.
Was this at the football match the other day?
Come on, ref. You heartless wench.
Let me in. I'm just faking a limp.
You hurt so bad.
It's my debut for Liverpool and you're ruining it.
Probably like an argument I've had.
Yeah.
With a loved one.
I can't think.
Come home to find Erin slicing up Spuddy.
Or nicing up Spuddy.
Oh no.
Smooching Ned Taylor. Does that really anger you?
So I don't actually own potatoes.
You just run in.
Freeway.
You don't own Spuddy, you know, Spuddy's like a partner to you.
Yeah, a bit roast Spud.
You must have owned some potatoes at some point.
Yeah, I ordered some potatoes from Amazon the other day and thought I was just getting sick.
Sorry, what? Sorry.
Oh, not Amazon.
This is the worst thing that's ever come out on the CP Trans podcast.
Sorry.
Ryan Locke orders his potatoes on Amazon.
No, Asda.
I got a delivery.
It's too heavy, the box.
Gonna take out one by one.
To collapse Denny's on delivery.
Asda.
I love receiving parcels.
No, I probably would I wouldn't cry. I don't care about potatoes.
Wow.
You seem to care about potatoes.
So
what's
bitter. Like a raw potato, yeah.
Mm.
So last time you cried.
See, mine's not very fun. I've had a bit of a rough year with deaths and funerals and stuff, so probably recently. Got a bit emotional at a funeral. Seeing the pain caused and anguish on people's faces, you know, it's.
Do you feel better after crying, or?
I'm not bothered about crying. Things I never try and hold it in. So, I'm not someone who cries kind of in a big display of crying. I rarely get that upset that it's kind of out.
You go
control.
Live on Instagram, don't you?
Yeah, just kind of. Once I know the tears are flowing,
here it comes.
What up, guys?
Yeah. Hey, Instagram.
Just doing a TikTok dance. Wait, watch TikTok.
Mate, save it, save it.
Max cried when he couldn't follow the routine.
How did he do that with the limbs?
God, drinking makes me cry.
Is he just really fed up and then cry in the shower or something?
Yeah,
well, been there. Sad. That was years ago.
Yeah.
Sort of the water heights of tears, though.
That's it. Mm. Yeah. Very so clever. The other guys in the shower can't see.
In first year, I cried before a lecture once.
Did you?
And I found out I got cancelled. Because the day before, I went to the gym for the first time, and I was there for 2 hours. And I did everything.
Oh, man. Did everything in there.
Everything.
God, imagine that.
And I woke up the next day, nothing. I was in so much pain. Couldn't even wipe my arse, have a shower properly.
TMI, am I right?
Yeah, right, Rob.
Too much information.
Sorry, it was so painful.
Couldn't even wipe your arse. What had you done?
No, I did.
So what happened in the end? Did you just go to uni with a pooey bum?
No. I could actually wipe my arse.
So you lied?
Well, yeah, it was a struggle.
We don't have hyperbole on this podcast.
I started walking there, and then it got cancelled. So I was just
cancelled. Wow!
Government got involved. The mayor came down. Andy Burnham. I've never cried in happiness.
Haven't you?
Oh, I have.
I've cried laughing.
Like a jaw ache from when I laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of my face hurts, but I don't cry.
Well,
never laughed me.
No.
Never felt the joy.
You on, Tom?
Yes.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. Is talking about sex on a first date a bad idea?
Depends who you're dating.
Yeah.
I assume there's going to be people out there that will just speak about it.
Yeah.
You know, the world's a great place. There's so many different types of people in it.
So many different types of sex.
That's it. Too many. There will be people that just, they sit down and the first thing they're going to say is,
yeah,
do you like to nosh? Maybe. I don't know.
Imagine they go on Naked Attraction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's so many different types of people in the world that question. For me, probably not.
No.
Definitely don't do that.
I didn't do that.
No.
Yeah.
I'd been speaking to Zoe for ages, though.
Yeah.
For our first date. I still did bring up sex. Maybe because I had nothing to speak about.
Have I got a story for you?
How do you do it?
I don't actually know what this thing does.
Is this hard? Is cum supposed to be red?
Oh, God. Yeah, not myself. I wouldn't talk about sex on a first date.
I'd maybe make sexual jokes, but in just...
Yeah, just to kind of prepare.
Sort of crass way, yeah. Ryan?
No, I wouldn't make any sexual jokes.
Just do it.
Talk about sex in general, really.
I guess it's more of a... If you're kind of chatting via, like, Tinder or something before. Yeah, some people kind of have these conversations. Tinder... I met Devin before. Tinder was really...
No, it was going.
It was going. No, it was going, but I...
Phones didn't
I guess I wasn't...
Exist back then.
I know phones existed. I had a phone. Yeah.
Love that.
Born yesterday.
Definitely not.
So many yesterdays.
Did that even make sense? I don't think it did. I've had a long week. I'm tired.
That doesn't help your case. I'm dying.
It's only Wednesday.
Should we do another one?
Yeah, I'm going to pick one. What is one new thing you want to do next year?
Win the lottery.
Yes.
Have I done that yet?
Have you tried?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Have you?
You do a few tickets. Yeah. Not like really. I don't do it every week, but I've done it a few times and I've lost every time.
Just stealing blank lottery. Trying to hand it in after.
Oh, imagine that. You'd be that'd be horrendous.
Have you had the the daydream about winning the lottery? And what
we've chatted about it. Yeah. What's the first thing you do, Max?
Buy a takeaway. But like a big takeaway that I wouldn't get normally.
Wow. Yes.
It's like a big lobster.
Maybe. I don't know. God, oh, I don't know. There's so much choice, isn't there? I might get more than one.
Yeah.
I might die of a heart attack just because of the amount of calories I've eaten.
Oh, God. Say you don't win the lottery. Yeah. What would you want to do next year?
What I want to do?
Go on, Ryan.
Something that's new. So I'm a best man for one of my friends in his wedding next year.
What are the odds of you just getting really baked before it, before the speech? So fucking baked, man.
I'd be terrified. I'd be so paranoid if I did that.
No fair.
But so that's quite.
Spready gets hired to bake potato.
I'm quite scared about that. I mean, like doing a best man speech. Yeah. And so it's something I'm worried about, but looking forward to it at the same time. So that's.
Can I write it for you?
Something new.
I was meant to be my brother-in-law's best man, and I couldn't do the. Just didn't want to do the speech. I was getting too nervous.
Really?
Because when I did stand up as well.
Did you write one?
Because I thought no. Because his brother was there as well. I thought, make your brother the best man. Yeah. He's more qualified. What am I going to say? You're shagging my sister. Well, no, because she banned that.
My one man.
You need help, Steve. I want to get my shoulder sorted, so that might happen this year. So next year I can do everything I can't do.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Just deal pokers real quick.
Play with my yo-yo.
Backhand a child. Go somewhere, I think.
I'd like to do some of the travelling that I've been wanting to do properly. And if there's anything changes with work, doesn't need to happen next year. But I was just thinking today, I would like to be doing something that I actually really liked.
Yeah, that's it. Life's short.
Kind of move in that direction with work.
Yeah, I want to make enjoyment. Make something big next year. Max?
Win a lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what if it's not an option? Something that you can control.
Well, yours might not be an option, so.
Oh, fucking all right, can I move on.
Drive, that'd be one.
I should have my test is this year.
Hey!
On my birthday.
Hey!
Look at that.
Make sure you tell the examiner.
The examiner. The test person.
But it's my birthday!
But I want it!
Nervous?
I've not even started my lessons yet, so I don't know. I might take to it really well.
Probably,
but I guess it's high stakes on your birthday, isn't it? Because it's at 1 o'clock. If I fail my test on my birthday,
I don't know. You can just get really drunk and forget about it.
How soon do you get the results back?
Straight away.
Straight away.
Really?
I was told on my test. Is it still have time left? I've failed. The thing is, if you do fail, from my experience, I was really annoyed, really upset.
Yeah.
Definitely cried that day. And then I was actually in a swim pool. Something about me being a motor.
I can't take to the road, I'll take to the sea.
Well, to be fair, the car ploughed into the pool. So I
was in the pool when I was told that I failed.
What?
Come on.
Learn from what happened and then that's the main thing you can do. There we go, we've solved a load of problems today.
So many problems.
Too many problems.
So many. Hey guys, it's time for Stephen Lies, but done right.
Stephen Lies, Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Knock it off, lady. This week on Stephen Lies, Ryan is the detective.
Oh!
And our object here is this lovely trophy. Ryan, do you want to take a hold of it? Yeah?
No!
Nice. Football.
Oh, observant.
Jesus.
Fuck me.
Nothing gets past you.
Oh, yeah. He's on a roll here.
Unless he's in goal.
Hey.
Should we start, Max?
Yeah, this is the famous golden ball that I won at school.
And you got it for?
No, I bought this myself for a show and tell because I wanted to have something interesting. So I bought myself a golden ball. Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Yeah, just a medal shop.
On every high street, the medal shop.
Guarantee if you type in,
we're taking these to Japan medals, for the medals, Paralympics. Medals.
Type in if you want to go on your phone.
Yeah.
Type in North End medal shop in Portsmouth, and there is one, and that's where I bought it from.
Okay.
You got a little bit of work to do yourself, but yeah, that's where I got it from.
Fair enough. And you got it just to
they're so cheap.
Off.
You can literally just buy your own medals.
Okay.
Nothing stopping you.
Cool.
£5. Show and tell sorted.
Yeah. No, wait, that's £5. Look at the detail. Look at the studs on the back.
Yeah, it's
authentic,
also a second-hand medal. No one's going to buy one with somebody else's name on.
Tom?
Yeah?
What's this boot to you?
I was awarded this trophy for being a top goal scorer at a football tournament.
Store it. I've got so many goals in it.
Storing all them goals. But I'll never tell.
The ball that go in the net, you just trap it there. Man!
How long have you had this?
Probably about 5 years, maybe.
5 years. Like what team were you playing for?
It was just a group of friends. We met in
five
work.
Years ago.
Oh, sorry.
So I was working in a bar, and the people working at Tiger, we kind of had a little five-a-side team that we've played in various leagues over the years, going through different things.
Got some glow sticks.
Was that top scorer in the team or the league?
Sorry. Top scorer in the league in the first Sunday league that we played together in, and it was so it was about 7 or 8 teams, and over the course of like about a year, I finished top. I scored a lot of goals.
How many?
Oh, too many to count, mate. Yeah. Someone else's job. That's not my job. I'm not in it for the personal accolades.
As a scorer.
I was awarded the trophy, but, you know, it's not about me. It's about the team.
Stephen?
Yeah.
What's this trophy to you?
This is why I got Player of the Week at a football camp.
Lucky.
Not lucky, deserved. Thank you.
That's some mad struggle up.
I was in year 6, I believe. And it was the Easter holidays. It was one of the holidays you get off school. I spent the week going to a football camp.
Cool.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a memory from home as well, isn't it? Like,
and sorry, it was
childhood.
Goal scorer of the week. Player.
No, player.
Player. I mean, the thing is...
You've just let people tell their stories, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's sometimes the best you can do.
Do you know what? Already I'm between... one of you two.
Wow.
Go fuck yourself.
I think...
What about North End? Medal shop.
Tom, I know that you maybe did play for a Tiger. I feel like I remember that.
Yeah.
But already I've decided that Stephen's telling the truth. Really? Is it Tom?
Ding, ding, ding.
Can I take off the gaffer?
Yeah, have a look. Yeah.
Pulling off the gaffer, yeah?
So you got the team.
Hey!
So you got the trophy.
It's quite strongly on.
Max, is there a medal shop in Portsmouth?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much would you have bought that for?
I wouldn't pay it.
I think that's more than a five, that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. Yeah.
It's quite elaborate.
Piece of shit.
Hey.
My issue is that you or Tom could have said anything, any football story.
You could have asked who was on his team.
And I couldn't.
Where the matches were.
What you need to do in this situation is just ask kind of questions about the story and just try and see if anyone hesitates or they give a little give as to
where'd you keep
telling
it
a lie.
Fat shaming, if anything. The fact that I wasn't even considered.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is that, yeah.
Sorry. You okay, Max?
To be fair, Dave was.
Not really.
Disappointing last week.
Dave let me down.
But it's kind of equally disappointing.
I rarely wish death on people.
So sorry.
A bit embarrassing for you, Ryan. Speaking of which, it's Viewers Embarrassing Stories. This week's one is from... Oh, they want to be anonymous. It's from a mystery person whose surname is Barnes. It's not John.
Harvey Barnes.
Went out for drinks at the Beer Kellers with friends. Had a great time, but definitely drank too much. So I left for home before anyone else, including my housemate. Once I got back to my house, I was that drunk, I posted my key through the door rather than unlocking the door. My only option here was to walk to my parents' house, who lived a 10-minute walk away, as I didn't want to be left outside alone. Once I got there, I've passed out drunk on the sofa, only to wake up the next morning sat on a soaked sofa. I'd only pissed myself, had to spend the morning wrapped in a towel cleaning the sofa covers. I was 23 at the time.
You like that
one? Anonymous Barnes.
It's just every week it's either I shit myself or piss myself.
Well, the imagery that Anonymous has used there of being wrapped in a towel, soaking up your own piss on the couch.
Parents' couch.
Yeah. Posting your key through the door. So if he went home first, he could have waited for his friends to come back. He had his phone.
Yeah, but I guess if you're that drunk...
Anonymous.
Thinking straight.
That's really upset me. I need something to make me feel better.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Still the most hated segment on the podcast.
Calm down there. A little bit boisterous. It's called Relax Max, not Irate Max.
Well, this week I'm yet again on my search for something that will just calm me down.
Well, it's not so worked, has it?
And I thought I'd go get a drink. God, I'm so stressed out. My bong's broken and my new juggling knives aren't even cutting it anymore. And my new roommate is causing a racket upstairs with that infernal drum kit. Ugh, I need to get sloshed. Damn, TGI Fridays is popping. Haha. Hey, cabin boy.
Hello.
Let's point and laugh at that heavy drinker. Hey, don't point at me. Anyway, let's get a drink. Ah, this gentleman seems to know what's what. How do?
Hello.
So, what are you looking for?
That's my boy.
Bummer, lol. Have you got a picture?
Sure. Here you go.
Fucking hell, is this a scroll? This is going to take ages to unravel. Oh, hey, there's a lock-in.
Yes!
Hey, bartender.
Ryan's here.
Oh, Ryan. My friend here needs perking up. What can you do?
I like to make some jokes when I'm, just in general.
I said he needs perking up, not putting down, lol. You're a bartender. Why don't you flirt a bit? Oh, that happened quicker than I thought. Hey, I finally unraveled this picture of your kid. No wonder it took so long to unroll. Look at that forehead. Oh God, it can't be. Oh God, but when I said there was a lock-in, you thought I meant you.
Yes!
So that means Ryan is...
my boy.
No!
It's just another week of Ryan's incest getting in the way of me having a good time.
So, just to confirm, that was me and my dad.
Incest, mate, not okay.
No, I didn't like that.
That's what I'd want men to do less of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incest.
Yeah. Right. It's nice how that came full circle. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you came full circle. Yeah. This full circle being your dad's anus.
On your dad. In your dad.
So I've now kissed my mum and my dad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're the one saying it.
I did not know that.
No, mate.
Whoa.
Just admitted to kissing your mum.
Freak. Was it just called Wickham before you moved there? He's from High Wycombe. I've just realised that.
Wow.
Stoner. Yeah, piss off. Yeah. Go on. Next time, laugh at my jokes. Yeah. Laugh at one of my quips. I'll take the incest.
Smoking weed and kissing your dad.
How dare you not laugh at a... Fuck you. You want to be more angry? You're going to see me angry.
Well, yeah, so I've not really been able to sort of de-stress just because all these things keep happening.
Mate, I've only just heard that and I'm livid as well. So,
hello. Yeah,
God bless you for coming.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
Not bad, thank you.
More importantly, who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, not the how, who.
Who am I?
Oh, God.
My name is Dirty Desmond.
Dirty Desmond.
Dirty Double D. Desmond.
Yeah. You call yourself that?
Yes, it is the name that I was given and earned.
By who? How'd you earn it, actually? Sorry, more importantly, how did you earn that, Desmond?
Because you just said that you earned it.
Yeah. Well, where I'm from, I do lots of dirty things with,
go on,
with various vegetables.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And why are you here, Desmond?
Oh God!
I realised I couldn't have said.
Why are you here, Desmond?
I'm here to promote my new day nursery, Tipsy Toddlers.
Right. Okay, Dirty Des.
Desmond, I've really got a question. First of all, what are you doing with vegetables so dirty?
Well, I own quite a lot of land.
Right.
And on my garden, I grow many different vegetables.
Sure.
Can you name a few?
I'm always in the back garden getting stuck in.
Into what?
The vegetables.
Into the vegetables? Like you're eating them?
Getting, planting them, seeding them.
Well, your seed.
For those at home listening,
that's what it is.
Dirty Des just nodded.
And smirked.
I'm spunking on the carrots.
And you believe that makes them grow better?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
This is a theory. Yes. That's why they call me Dirty Desmond, because a lot of the neighbours
see wanking me. Over.
Yeah.
Is this like a sexual thing for you, or?
No, it's genuine.
Oh, well.
So you own a lot of land and you masturbate near the neighbours.
Exactly that.
Wow.
What happens to your carrots that makes you think, oh, this is worth masturbating in public? Well,
I read online that semen helps carrots grow.
Who? Where'd you read that? Was it on the dark web?
Potentially. Right. I just Googled what helps carrots to grow.
That won't be the dark web if you just Googled it.
Yeah. And the first thing you saw was semen.
Yes, it brings out more vitamin C. So
semen. Yeah.
Since 2012, I have been relieving myself on my carrots. And I'll have you know, they're the biggest carrots anyone has ever seen.
How many millilitres of semen do you get through a day, do you reckon?
Ooh, I crack out at least 7.
So how are you finding the time to run a day nursery?
Please don't say that you do both at the same time.
Well, no, absolutely not. So, yes, the thing is, the growing of vegetables and the semen and all that, that's just a personal thing for me. Like, that's not my job.
Oh, so you don't sell them?
Just, no.
Do you eat these carrots yourself?
Yes, I just grow all my own food.
So you so you're like a serious businessman in other aspects.
Yeah. Yes,
and you've introduced yourself as Dirty
you
Desmond.
You don't have time to get into the shops.
No.
Just 7 wanks.
Because of the carrot wanking.
You don't need to go to the shops, though, because you eat your own produce.
Well, this is it. This is it.
You just eat carrots. Big, massive
carrots. Taste of pineapple.
Oh, no, Tom, that's so crude.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
So come on,
it's
Tom.
Delicious.
Serious
eats carrots at pineapple.
No, I don't eat anything
Desmond.
That I can't grow or spunk over.
Yeah. Desmond, I'm wondering, do they call you dirty because of all the soil on you?
The dirty part comes from my incredibly poor hygiene.
Why tipsy?
Yeah.
It makes it sound like you're getting them drunk.
Tipsy. Or you're pushing them over.
Tipsy Toddlers. I got the name.
earned the name.
The thing is, kids, they love sugar, don't they?
Right.
They love sugar.
Do you grow your own?
Yeah.
Get some creamy sugar for the kids.
Tipsy Toddlers.
Creamed sugar.
Maybe they have a little bit too much sugar at home, then they come to the nursery gagging for that sugar, so they started to feel a bit tipsy. And
Desmond, why would you name the nursery after that?
And did you for a moment consider that the kids wouldn't come in gagging for sugar?
You're here to promote your day nursery, but of course there's a bit of an uproar because of your really public backing of Donald Trump.
Oh, I forgot about this. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I absolutely love the man.
Why?
He's I'm actually growing some vegetables for him as well.
Are you both ruthless businessmen?
We are. We have to be.
You did have a Ruth at the nursery. She's gone. So did you know Donald from back in the day? Or?
Oh, yes, big time. We used to go to many parties together.
Was he Dirty Donald?
No.
Do you know Donald, a Dirty Jeffrey that was friends with Donald?
Everyone respects Donald.
I don't think they do.
They do. Everyone respects him, especially at the parties I went to.
Sort of parties?
Oh, just, you know.
Any royals there?
Get you off to a private island?
Toddlers.
Desmond, I'm really... really not okay with your Tipsy Toddler organisation. I believe your ties to Donald Trump probably aren't the only ties in the nursery.
North American man boy lovers.
Keep America great.
Keep America great.
What? You're not even in America.
Not now.
Have you ever been?
In my dreams. I'm saving. I will be going soon.
You're a ruthless businessman who's saving to get a flight to America.
Yes.
You brush out. You've been... You know, you've been kind of a high-flying socialite.
You've spunked your money away, quite literally.
You're friends with billionaires who can pay for anything, apparently.
Why would billionaires want to associate with Dirty Desmond, the man who comes on his own carrots? They were just called cucumbers before you get the Amazon. Cucumber, forget it.
Can I just get a chance to explain myself?
Well, you've had about 10 minutes. All you've done is dig yourself a bigger hole that you're probably going to shag.
Tipsy Toddlers is a UK
don't look at the lens.
Nursery opening June this year.
You've missed
shit,
the fucking
shit. Shit. Oh, shit.
If you weren't having 7 monks today, you would have known that.
Shit.
Very dehydrated. The kids. I've been out in the field all day.
Desmond, there is so much wrong with your business. I can't believe Joe's booked you.
God, maybe Joe's in the
about water. Mine's gone. Oh, it doesn't have semen in it.
His crotch is glistening.
By Desmond.
Wow. What a colourful character.
Yeah.
Just try some really nice carrots out there.
Yeah. Were they dipped in hummus or already dipped? Yeah.
You got something on your chin?
Oh, right. Oh, sorry.
Carrots and hummus, more like carrots and cummers.
Yay!
Ryan, you're just back in time for Ryan's trying.
Yay!
It's Ryan's trying.
Ryan's always trying so to run a blunt.
Before I die, I've always wanted to go skydiving.
Is it the thing you want to do just before you die?
Oh, no.
Worst ways to go.
Yeah.
You didn't mention this before when we were talking about things we like want to do.
Just saving it.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
It's genius.
Don't.
Save it for yourself.
Would you ever do it where you're the one responsible for pulling the parachute?
So if I'm by myself?
Yeah.
So.
Just jump out of a tree.
I would, yeah. If I was trained.
God.
Well, if you weren't trained,
put some stones on you, man.
I wouldn't go through, like, you know, years of practice.
Yeah.
Okay, what if it was the first jump and they said, look, it's dead set, it's so freaking easy. All you do is, you know, give it about a minute, pull the cord. Would you do it? First ever dive? No.
For a video, maybe.
What?
I'm joking.
Really?
I'm joking.
Can we arrange this?
Brain footage.
No, absolutely.
I'd be worried that if you jumped out of the plane, if something freakish happened, like you just fainted, maybe the velocity of the air hit your mouth, you just
I would do it where someone was strapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was in front.
And what? So you're still pulling the cord.
Yeah.
But you're responsible.
Just got a baby strapped to you.
No. Other way around. So someone on my back. Someone on my back.
So there's a strap on behind you.
Yeah.
Right.
And land on your back. He survived, but his anus didn't. Anything else?
I want to go to Hobbiton in New Zealand.
Lord of the Rings sick.
Nerd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you go with Max for a video?
Would you skydive into Hobbiton?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
All the little hobbits.
Yeah, big time.
And Tom will race you two there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just on the same plane.
Ryan keeps running to the front. Get out, sir.
I would actually just cry if I went there. If I was just there.
Really? You'd just cry?
I would just be so...
Yeah.
And you realise it's not real?
Yeah.
None of it's real.
No!
Before I die, I think I'd like to give stand-up another go.
Fuck like, me.
Just, God, you, know, just, you will die.
Hey, come
gigs.
On.
Couple of gigs,
Will be your dream venue.
Hobbiton.
Probably just any theatre, to be honest.
Any theatre?
Yeah.
Well, like your hometown. Enough,
you know. Even Cheswick.
About one
theater.
That was like closed down and like a ruins of a theatre.
What if one that was currently burning down?
Yeah.
Do it there?
It's on fire.
No.
any more?
I think, Mount Everest Base Camp. I really want to go there.
Is that at the top?
No, it's the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh, that's easy.
Like no interest in going up it.
To get to the bottom.
Yeah,
take a plane, skydive.
Yeah. If you get to the bottom after 18 days, you might as well climb it.
No.
Does that take a day?
Would you climb it?
If money wasn't an issue, I would consider.
Are you having some money issues?
I mean, it's £65,000 just to get a permit to climb Mount Everest.
A permit?
Just to get a permit. That doesn't include oxygen. Or...
You're going to have to do so many raffles. To...
Why do you need oxygen? It's free.
Yeah.
Not up there.
Could do like some stand-up maybe
but
to raise money.
For oxygen up there.
Yeah.
They're not like a standard stairlift that you can just sort of ride all the way up.
Yeah.
Build that.
Yeah.
Then sell that.
Just
use
sneak
the
up.
Money to
just,
use it.
Just, yeah, fucking...
Sneak up, yeah.
People don't need to know. Yeah, just get up there, mate.
Or skydive above Everest. Just fall off onto that.
Yeah. Because once you're at the top, it's not as if they can say, right, you owe us £65,000.
No, no,
not they're going to chase you down.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You just roll down, it's fine.
Yeah. It's about, fuck you. You'll never get this.
Anything else?
No, that's it for this week.
Yeah, well done.
The easiest fucking segment in the world.
It's a good list. It's a good list. What would you want Ryan to try? Let us know in the comment section. Also, like the video. Thank you for not doing it already.
Share it to your friends and family.
Yeah. That's pretty bonkers, isn't it, Max?
Yeah, boy.
There's levels to bonkers. It's Tom Looney. Hey.
Looney.
So late in the show, man. So tired. I was going to do a quiz this week, but I got a bit bored writing the questions.
So am I.
But I did get the prize, though. The prize was going to be Looney, and it was the looniest thing you can buy, food substance-wise, and it's some toxic waste.
That is Looney.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Looney! Yeah.
So that's I filled the Looney quota, and that's for you to enjoy.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'll give you some fun facts about Portsmouth.
Can I have some, please?
Oh, God.
Yeah, because we didn't... there we go, get them open. Nice. They're all purple, but they're different flavours. Different flavours of purple. Double strength.
This is Looney.
Yeah, man.
Go on, Tom.
Okay, then. So the Ayers Rock was Uluru now. Kind of reclaimed it, didn't they?
Who?
Ayers Rock in Australia.
Mm. Yeah, it was made in Pebble on the Beach. Wasn't it?
Named after a guy from Portsmouth.
Yeah.
A son of a dockyard.
So it
worker.
Could have been called Max Smith.
Yeah.
Henry Ayers. So there's that.
Max's big old rock.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's what they used to call it.
The first centrefold to display full frontal nudity in a magazine is believed to have been Portsmouth born Marilyn Cole.
Could have been me. There big old go. Rock on show.
1917, Portsmouth was the first town in the country to open clinics for the free treatment of venereal disease.
What's that?
Spots on your big old rock.
STIs, sexually transmitted diseases. First league game to be played under floodlights took place at Fratton Park.
Wow.
Yeah. Pompey lost 2-0 to Newcastle in February 1956, 22nd of February. This one's a fun one. Pompey Lil was a well-known prostitute who worked in
Pompey, great rapper.
In the early to mid-20th century. She was said to have no teeth and a false eye, but she was ever so nice and well-spoken.
She had a son called Max.
Mummy's got both eyes.
You'll like this one, mate. This one. This
you
one
sparkle
is
sparkling both.
Something to be proud of. Man got out of his bath and stood at his window in Penny Street, Old Portsmouth, wearing only his spectacles. Magistrates found him guilty of indecent exposure and sentenced him to 1 month's imprisonment. Hard labour.
I used to live on Penny Street.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah. In Old Portsmouth.
See how you relate to this one.
Did you ever expose yourself?
Yeah.
No. Never got naked on your six and then go to Tipsy Toddler.
Yeah, have another one, mate.
No.
Yeah, go on.
What's the odds on you having the rest of those in your mouth at once?
And that, honestly, that'd be such a Looney kind of moment to point to. That'd be a great for
do
my...
I'll do it for a tenner.
Mate, for my highlight reel.
Tenner.
You know.
You give me a tenner right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should we do... Yeah,
go on.
Fuck it, £10.
There we go. Tom, would you keep your phone out for Put It To The Max, please?
This first one, someone's a bit upset.
Sorry to hear that, guys.
Yeah, this is Ryan Henderson.
You better, Ryan.
Yeah, he's just watched season 2, episode 25 of the Stephen Tries podcast, and he's in awe at how the mighty have fallen. Ryan Locke was his hero. Being a fellow Ryan, he lit the path to a better tomorrow, and now he hears that he indulges in marijuana. His faith in life is lost, and the pain won't leave him.
Oh, Ryan, what have you got to say for yourself?
Sorry, mate.
So sincere.
Are you going to quit live on air?
Yeah.
On the podcast.
No, I mean, you know...
Chill out, man. Really
sounds like this guy was, you know, you were a real hero.
I can only apologise. Obviously, you know, I don't want anyone to know about this, but it's just come out.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, no.
We were all just joking.
No.
There's quite a few in there.
Is that all?
Fuck me, yes.
Max, you give some advice for Ryan Henderson.
Are they all in?
Get him in!
Are they all in?
Suck on them bad boys.
What's your advice for Looney. Ryan Henderson?
Looney, I made this happen. I made this happen, yeah.
What would you say, Max? See, look how distraught Max is because
face.
Of what you put him
look at his face. Damn, that's sour.
Great advert.
Really looking for a sponsor for Tom Looney. And Toxic Waste, I've chosen you.
Come on, Max, you're not giving any advice here.
Suckle them a bit, because it'll go away. You've got to kind of work through the sour.
Choose better heroes.
Choose better heroes.
Yeah.
Who's your hero, Max?
Ryan Rock.
Right. Have you been affected by Ryan's marijuana addiction?
Toxic Waste, man.
Yeah, it made me think he was cool.
It made you think he was cool.
Consuming more than one piece at a time may cause irritation to the mouth.
You've you've got someone who thinks you're cool?
Yeah. Take that.
I didn't mean you, I meant from another one.
Have we got any more? Put it to the Max's top.
There's another one, not that this
there's a guy here, Ewan Lawson.
Wow.
Yeah. Loves the pod. Just wondering if
he's knocking on my house. Ewan Lawson.
he's got a fear of needles. And he's scared of having the vaccine. He's panicking a lot and wants some advice.
You know. You'll barely notice it.
Yeah.
It's so so soft.
Mm-hmm. Max, have you got any
advice? It's the worst things to go through, Max.
COVID's worse than needles in your arm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's and then the key to it is to keep your arm moving once you've had it, I've heard.
Don't do that.
No.
The key to it is to keep your arm moving. That's what
keep
I've been told.
Keep your arm real still.
No, yeah. Ignore Max.
He's not thinking straight.
He's not well, look at him.
He's got toxic shock. I'm the toxic waste, man.
You're doing this during Put It to the Max, not Tom Looney. You've really messed up.
People will remember the segment, man.
I've Put It to the Max.
No, because, just, yeah. Okay.
My segment.
Do you want the final question?
Mm. Yeah, man.
It's the final question. God. This week's final question.
Oh, God. Sweating.
Would you rather be able to click your fingers and make men shit themselves or make women orgasm?
Shit.
Shit question. Sorry.
No, I want to make men shit.
So are you going to be revered as a hero by constipated males? And you come along and you're like... And they just soil themselves.
Is it all men shit themselves? Like that can no, hear just, the click or you get to... Right. Kind of
if
say,
I was in this room and I wanted Ryan to shit himself, I'd just go like that.
Right. Yeah. But Tom Max wouldn't shit.
No.
It's a superpower.
Mad respect. Yeah.
I'd rather have that.
Really? But then making the women orgasm, you don't have to touch them. You could just walk in a room and just be like, ultra click, and they all just orgasm as you walk in.
Depends what they're kind of everyone's doing. They might not want to orgasm at that moment in time. You might be a menace.
Walking in a bar. bar mitzvah.
I think I would rather the orgasm one.
Yeah?
But you're same a sexual time, deviant, worried, aren't you? I would be worried if would I was it, just, you know...
Would it be nice to make a woman orgasm with your fingers?
Oh, man.
I would be worried.
Can't get over this.
Yeah.
Be worried about accidentally clicking in front of, you know.
Your dad.
No, because it's you have to aim it in your mind. Right. You've got control over it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, the orgasm.
You're not just going to be at a jazz concert making everyone shit themselves
yeah, that's
all the
what
time.
I'm worried about.
Making yourself shit.
The orgasm.
Or your new day nursery.
Yeah?
Huh?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think I could do a lot more with making men shit than making women orgasm.
I mean, yeah, because if you're watching the football, opposition's running in. Mm. Bang! Mm. They've shat themselves. They might still run, but they're gonna squidge around a bit. You could cause so much
havoc. I know, but it's just such a shit thing to do, really, isn't it? Like
someone shit themselves.
Yeah,
be great. Somebody starts on you.
Yeah,
you just go and then click.
Do you know what? Yeah, it's more useful. It's more useful. I mean, kind of, you know, in the times that you'd need to or you'd want to make a woman orgasm, you know, there's other ways.
What?
You just be going.
Come on!
There are other
oh
ways.
No, it's a shit one. What if it was the other way around?
So if other people click?
No. Would you rather make women shit themselves?
Men orgasm.
That's good. Probably make, yeah, men, just make men come in the pants and make them awkward.
Yeah.
Would, wouldn't it?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You started, mate. Oh.
If you're in the
I'm
swimming...
Speaking of me.
I guess shitting themselves is worse because... If they just do it like that, then they wouldn't necessarily have had an erection. So it's not like they're embarrassed, stood there with a, you know, an erection or anything. They've just kind of.
I think I'd
come their pants.
Use it for good and make women orgasm. It's maybe go to an old people's home, see
that's
the women
really
there.
Noble.
I'd just be like that. Here you go, love.
Oh,
I'd ask
didn't
first.
Even think,
go,
didn't even think of going
do you want
to
an orgasm?
Old people's home.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's my Duke of Edinburgh bronze coming in.
Yeah.
So you're going orgasm?
Okay, orgasm.
Shit.
Give men the shits.
Orgasm.
Wow.
Wow.
Just a couple of youngsters making women cream.
Yeah.
Well, we're experienced.
We do things a bit different over here.
Yeah.
It's a little different over here.
Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Trice podcast. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, thank you.
Max Smith.
Hey, thank you. No claps for me.
I didn't. And Tom Looney.
Hey.
Looney.
Yes.
Not actually sponsored by Toxic Waste, but if you're interested,
I wish.
Please get in touch. Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.